We began teaching on how to obtain wisdom. And yesterday we looked at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and we all know this scripture. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." It doesn't say that the fear of God, it says the fear of the Lord, making him Lord, fearing, reverencing his lordship. And I said yesterday that the world makes knowledge and wisdom synonymous. In fact, the world says, "I can get wisdom from the school of hard knocks or life experience or even the ability to learn from others." But the truth is, wisdom is only found in God. Knowledge and wisdom have different definitions and directions. Knowledge takes in God's word. Wisdom gives out the word of God by correctly applying it. You see, a lot of people have collected a lot of knowledge, and they have a lot of head knowledge, and some, it's beginning to be heart knowledge. But wisdom is basically not only receiving knowledge, but correctly applying the knowledge that we have. Human wisdom takes human knowledge. Human wisdom can only recollect. But godly wisdom brings us into revelation. Now, we read from Job yesterday, Job chapter 28, and this is a passage that I believe that we all ought to look at when we're talking about the subject of wisdom and obtaining the wisdom of the Lord. And in verse number 23, it says, "God understands its way, and he knows its place. For he took to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens, to establish a weight for the wind and apportion the waters by measure. When he made a law for the rain and a path for the thunderbolt, then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it. Indeed, he searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom." This is also wisdom. "To depart from evil is understanding." So wisdom, we know comes from God because God possesses wisdom. And we're going to look more about how we receive wisdom. Wisdom should be like a river that flows out of us. Wisdom always will fear and reverence the Lord. The fear of the Lord, I said, not just the fear of God, but his lordship. The fear of his position in our lives, in knowing that he owns us. Making him Lord is wisdom. Praise God. Jesus is the wisest man that ever lived. Some people say, no, it was Solomon. No, it was Jesus. Solomon had too many wives and concubines. He didn't always apply the wisdom or the knowledge that he had. He at one time was the wisest man, but sin got in the way. We're going to look tomorrow at rule or standard. That's what Proverbs actually means.